White. Norfolk Villa, Prospect Street, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. February 5th, 1895. Dear son Willie, we have just received your telegram and passed a telegram to Echo Office. We have felt very anxious in regard to you all. We prayed for you morning and night, and the Lord has comforted our hearts with assurance that He would bless you and His protecting care would be over you. We have had the first day without rain since you left. Monday, yesterday, was a pleasant day. Byron and Sarah and I went to Sydney. Said Christ, "Ye have the poor always with you," and it is thus in our experience. Matthew 26, verse 11. We purchased rice and peas, and this store was laid in to supply the destitute poor. We visited Sister Chapman, and carried her a little of all we had, and 12 yards of flannelette, and have now a supply of clothing for several families who are in suffering need. Last Sunday night, I had considerable aggravating pain with rheumatism, and I decided I would have a change, so we went, as I have stated, to Sydney. The roads were good, notwithstanding the rains, and the horses had not been used much during the rain, and they were in excellent spirits. We did our trading and returned home a short time after dark, and the ride did me good. Brother Sisley and Brother Kellogg came in a short time ago. Both are much pleased with the location of the school. Sunday, Brother Hare called in my room, by request of Brother McCullough, to tell me he had read the testimony to Brother Humphrey, and he accepts the testimony and is broken all to pieces. Both took part in the Lord's Supper and ordinances, and both wept nearly all through the meeting. Brother McCullough says it was the best meeting, on Sabbath, he had ever experienced in Sydney, for the presence of the Lord was there, and now he expects Sydney will advance. Brother Hare says these two men, especially Brother Hardy, have stood as a hindrance to every effort made in Sydney. They would oppose everything. Brother Hare is full of gratitude, for he says not a human being, he thinks, could have made the least impression upon these men, but the Lord had His own means to use to save them, and all feel thankful to God. You cannot tell how greatly relieved I was. I felt grateful beyond expression that the Lord was working to save these men who had dishonored Him so long. I did not attend meeting on Sabbath. I dared not expose myself to the rain. Brother Hughes's family is up at Kurrenbong. Evening. Since writing the above, Brother Pallant has called to tell me the books from Melbourne had come and were at the wharf. I have given orders for Brother McCullough to go and get my books and pay the freight on them. I miss Emily now. I am interrupted in my writing to visit and talk about these business matters that I know nothing about, so I am having one thing after another that troubles me. February 6th, Wednesday. Edith is sick. It was pronounced by Dr. Kellogg to be tonsillitis. This made us afraid. We had not a room where she could be isolated from exposing the members of the family, and we took her to the hospital last Sunday. Maud went to see her Tuesday, and they pronounced it typhoid fever, and she could not see her. She will go Thursday, tomorrow, February 7th, to see her. The report was she was better, but had been very sick. The Lord has mercifully preserved us from all sickness of such a character, and we are feeling very serious over the matter. Brother Vincent came and dug a drain to carry off wastewater and not have to pour it on the ground. The sick at the hospital have, they say, the best of care, but we must take every precaution that the premises are kept sweet and clean. We know not that Edith has had any exposure, except being careless and going out in the wind when she was in a perspiration. It has been very damp, rainy, and cloudy until last Monday and Tuesday. I see this morning it has rained in the night and is cloudy today. I received two letters from Brother Star, one last week saying their tent was pitched in a beautiful spot, but while they stood admiring it, the seams began to rip, and on examination they saw the thread and cloth, likewise, were rotted and worthless. You will receive a copy of the letter by next boat. A request was made to you to help them purchase a new tent and to get donations of others. I have written you were in New Zealand, and that the necessities right here at home were so constantly increasing, I could see no way that we could do anything now. The poverty cases are great, and to keep the workers in the field here in Sydney is a continuous matter of money to support them, and I could not see that we could do anything more than we are now doing. Well, I will send you copies of letters sent to Battle Creek. We shall remember you all in your meeting, and pray the Lord to bless you and preserve your health to return in health to Tasmania. May seems well and cheerful.
February 6th, 11 o'clock. I have just said goodbye to Brother and Sister Humphrey. They came to see me, and I read to them the writing you will see of February 1st. He says he accepts all the testimonies. He is fully broken. He says he will, this week, pay all the back year's tithes and then keep up the tithes for the future, paying an honest tithe to God. We have been 1 hour in conversation, and then we had a season of prayer. Himself prayed in an humble, solicitous style, and he has been in tears ever since he has been in my room. Brother Hardy is also making earnest work. Oh, I feel that the melting mercy of God has had compassion upon these two men. But Brother Hardy is not of the same kind as Brother Humphrey. Brother Humphrey has now a determination to do his whole duty, and I can say I know the Lord will help him. He says he thought he was a Christian and did not understand his case, but he thanks the Lord for the light. He is very much broken, weeping most of the time. I thought you would be pleased to know this. This is an interruption I can well afford. Oh, that the Lord would walk through the midst of every church in New South Wales. Oh, that he would work with his signal power. I must leave a little bit of space, for perhaps something else may happen that I can write you. The tent is now up in Petersham. Oh, that God may give the victory to his people. I long to see the power of God going through our midst as a lamp that burneth. Light and truth will, if practiced, expel the darkness. I hope the Holy Spirit of God will come into your midst, and that the believers who shall attend the meeting will be molded and fashioned by the Holy Spirit. I am so glad that Brother Humphrey is decided on the tithe question. May the Lord bless him and strengthen him in the right. In much love, Mother.